to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
A little deception there, a little misdirection play. You were looking for Wisconsin.
I thought we were playing a little on Wisconsin. He goes, this is the other Iowa fight song. Iowa's got two fight songs, right?
Yes, but saluting the Big Ten champions to be in 2010.
This is the boring fight song of Iowa.
Yeah, fight, fight, fight for Iowa, Tom.
Yeah, until the walls and rafters.
There you go.
Ring.
How many people here in mid-Michigan know the words to the Iowa fight song? Only Tom Crawford.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's go out to our phone lines. 393-3700, the number to call. And let's try Don from DeWitt. Hello, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Are you enjoying these 1,000 days?
Absolutely, and just enjoying the show this morning and all the discussion. Good stuff, as always. But, Tom, you know, think about it. This is the problem I see. All right, UConn is a power football team, and can that defense stand up to that out of the get-go? And that's a good football squad there. You could lose that, and then you're at Notre Dame. Does 0-2 start the death spiral?
Oh, without question. I mean, 0-2, it's over, baby. And I keep telling you, it's not only just the mentality of the program, but this, you know, the fans, are they going to start abandoning ship in critical games? And I think that Michigan State game is a critical game where everybody's got – those Michigan fans got to be hungry for that game on October 9th because that's a double payback game. And I don't know, regardless of what Michigan State does – during the year, they're going to come out and they're going to punch you in the mouth for that game, regardless what their record is. That's been five decades that I've witnessed of this.
Well, I'm excited about MSU, and I think the defense will make a big leap this year, and I think that's going to be a good football team. But what I see as far as MSU v. Michigan, that already bad. They might improve to average defense. But they're thin, and you're going to have some nicks by then. And I just like MSU's chances in that game. And, obviously would likely be the end for Rich Rod, assuming there were a couple other losses and going to the Buckeyes. By the time you get a season's worth of injuries, that could be ugly.
Well, yeah, thanks so much for that call, Don. Jack, I want to throw out the fact that October 16th, Michigan plays Iowa at homecoming. You know, they're coming off the Michigan State, and they got Iowa, and you know what you – I mean, obviously you have a strong opinion about the Hawkeyes and Kirk Ferentz.
Right.
Look at those 2 weeks.
Yeah. Good luck getting through both of those. I think you'd probably take 1-1 there, wouldn't you?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
You wouldn't take 1-1 there?
No. 2-0.
You're much more likely to be 0-2 than you are 2-0 there, Tom.
Well, I realize that, but I don't want that. I want 2-0.
Ooh.
Out to the phones we go, and Todd H.
All right, Todd H. Hello, Todd.
How are you?
Good. You know, our friends at the IBEW, Local 665, are big supporters of the Ingham County Fair, and they sent me some stuff here. And you know what I see they have here?
Major horse pole.
They have a major horse pole. They did everything but put your name in this release, Todd.
Little known fact, that used to be the state championship pole, the Ingham County Fair was in Mason. They used to have it in the evening. They do the lightweights, then the heavyweights. Now I think it's during the day. So that gets a little.
Well, that's
got
to be riveting to watch. I want to see it.
Hey, I made it through the World Cup, Tom. Give me some credit.
Well, yeah. Don't pull our leg here and tell us what we can expect from the Detroit Lions here now at training camp.
I have been monitoring it closely, and I see 7-9.
Hey, they signed Ndamukong Suh. Did he sign yet? No, Sam Bradford signed. He's got to sign now, right? Time to sign.
He'll fall into place. It'll be
similar.
It's not a big deal.
You don't think
nice
that's
interview
be an
with
issue.
Pat Fitzgerald earlier, fellas.
He
look
man.
Good with a big block M on his hat next year, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Oh, Pat Fitzgerald. How could you not like Pat Fitzgerald? How could you say no? If your kid was a D1 college football recruit, how could you say no to Pat Fitzgerald?
No kidding. And the thing I like about him is he's a football coach. He doesn't have a system. He doesn't have a run-and-shoot, a West Coast, a gimmick. He teaches blocking and tackling, and I think that's
true.
What the Wolves have to get back
Very
to.
Valid point there, Todd H. Thanks
Good
so much
point.
For that call, Todd H.
Thanks, Wolf Todd. Nice. Appreciate it. We have a guest in studio.
He's mom.
Who do we have on the line? I didn't hear who you said it was.
It's a surprise.
Surprise caller.
Surprise caller?
If we have to have Sam at
Is
the
Is this Tina again?
No. All
right. All right, let's go out to line one and our mystery caller.
It's not that mysterious.
Oh, my God.
I just had to say happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, but you're not supposed to.
Let him have his delusions today because tomorrow is his birthday, so you're just going to have to bear with it.
I don't make a big awareness factor of my birthday. Well,
thanks. Oh, congratulations.
Humor him today.
This is the first time you've called the Jack and Tom show since the old days. Since the old days at 92.7. Yeah, I think it is.
I don't think so. Nah, I think I'm going to call
Sparty Grad, Tina Crawford. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate that.
We have Tina jumping out of the cake later today for you, Tom.
Yeah, right. Maybe jumping out of a pool. But, okay.
Thanks so much, Tina.
Appreciate
well,
it.
Congratulations. Happy birthday. People don't know. It's 63 years now, and it's been...
it's 54 years old I'll be tomorrow.
54? Wow.
Yeah. I'm as old as you two guys who were what? Are you high school, college buddies? How did it go?
Obviously
went to different.
High school. Right.
Sam the Answer Man.
Sam the Answer Man joins us. And Tom, here's one guy who rivals you in passion for the University of Michigan. How many guys get to the stadium in time to measure the hang time of the punters?
Well, it's important. It's like the you have to check the wind. There's all sorts of stuff that you have to go through.
What are you
going to
do with that information? What are you going to do with that information?
Well, my son, when he was 5, I think, asked the right question. He was sitting there when I had found something to yell about, and he asked my wife, Sandy. He said, "What's Daddy doing?" She said, "He's yelling at the players." And he naturally said, "Can they hear him?" And she said, "No." And he sat back with a very quizzical look on his face. I don't think our relationship has ever been the same.
Why are you taking that much energy?
You know, he also prepares for the opponent in a way that very few fans do. And it's a lot to be he's to be commended for this. But you do game prep like very few fans in terms of watching the opponents, charting their tendencies, so that you know as coach, and that's how people refer to you. I've sat in the stands with you at games. You know, they know that on 3rd and 6, everyone's looking to see what the guy in the Michigan coaching outfit is going to say, is it going to happen? Because if they had their money in Vegas, they'd probably bet on it. That's how likely it is to happen.
Well, that's what should happen, and that's how you evaluate coaching. If anybody in the stands can do what they can do up in the press box, then we got a problem up in the press box.
Very valid point there.
All right. We do not have time to talk about Sam the Answer Man at Chrysler Arena and why he's had his seats relocated.
But we could do that at 10:50.
But he is, let's just say he's not the official's best friend. All right? Is that safe to say? We will be back in just a minute. We'll be talking with Rico Beard of Fox 2 in Detroit. He's enjoyed the 1,000 days on the Jack and Tom
Show.
I know
he has.